Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Who I am. Introduction, Identity in Christ, April 6th through 30th, 2026. Identity is one of the most important questions a person can ask. Who am I? Many voices compete to answer that question. Culture tells us we are what we achieve. Our past tells us we are what we have done. Our failures tell us we are what we regret. Yet the gospel speaks a better word. It tells us who we are because of what Christ has done. The message of the cross and resurrection is not only about forgiveness, it is about transformation. The Word of God reveals our identity through the saving work of Christ. The theme, Who I Am. Identity in Christ begins with our belonging. Before God calls us to act, He declares who we are. Throughout Scripture, identity comes before instruction. What we believe about ourselves directs the course of our lives. This month, we will reflect on four foundational truths. In Christ, we are a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are no longer condemned, Romans 8:1. We are God's workmanship, created for good works, Ephesians 2:10. And we are adopted as His children, Galatians 3:26. These are not poetic ideas. They are covenant realities grounded in the cross and resurrection. Because Jesus lives, our identity is secure. We are not defined by our past, but by His grace. As we plant these verses in our hearts, the Holy Spirit renews our minds and strengthens our faith. In this spiritual mirror, we learn to see ourselves as God sees us, forgiven, formed, and forever His. I am a new creation, April 6th, 2026. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. In the early 1800s, a man named John Newton died with a sentence engraved on his gravestone. Once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was, by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, preserved, restored, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy. Most people remember John Newton as the author of Amazing Grace. Few remember the depth of his former life. He was a blasphemer. He profited from the slave trade. He openly rebelled against God. When the grace of Jesus Christ met him, his life was transformed. God gave him a new heart, a new direction, and a new calling. Newton did not simply repair his past. God made him new. His story exposes a struggle we all share, the struggle of identity. We often define ourselves by what we have done or what has been done to us. We carry labels: failure, addict, angry, ashamed, unworthy. Even after coming to Christ, many believers continue to view themselves through the lens of their former life. Guilt whispers that nothing has truly changed. Shame insists that the past still owns us. Into that struggle, Scripture speaks with clarity and authority. 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." This verse does not suggest minor repair. It announces divine recreation. Explanation of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, this word connects the promise to the work of Christ described earlier in the chapter. Jesus died and rose again. He reconciled sinners to God. Because of His saving work, a new reality is now possible. Our identity is grounded in what Christ has accomplished, not in what we attempt, if anyone is in Christ. The promise is open to anyone, no background disqualifies a person. No sin is beyond grace. The key phrase is in Christ. This speaks of union with Him through faith. To be in Christ means we belong to Him. His death counts for us. His resurrection life becomes ours. Identity begins with relationship. He is a new creation. This is the heart of the verse. The word new carries the idea of something fresh in kind, something not seen before. God does not merely adjust the old self. He brings about spiritual rebirth. This is not behavior management. It is transformation at the level of the heart. When God saves, He creates. Paul understood this personally. He once persecuted the church. After meeting Christ, he became His missionary. His personality remained, but his purpose changed. His past did not disappear, but it no longer defined him. The old has passed away. The old refers to the former life under sin's rule, the old identity marked by guilt, separation, and spiritual death. In Christ, that identity has been judged and buried. This does not mean we never struggle again. It means the old master no longer has authority. The past may inform us, but it does not own us. Behold, the new has come. The word behold calls for attention. Look. See. Recognize what God has done. New life has arrived. New desires begin to grow. New power is given through the Holy Spirit. The believer is not working toward newness. He or she is living in it. Many Christians live as though they are still under the shadow of who they used to be. Yet this verse invites us to step fully into resurrection identity. The new life is not a reward for effort. It is a gift received by faith. Just as Christ rose from the grave, so the believer rises from spiritual death into newness of life. John Newton never denied his past. He simply refused to let it define his present. Grace had rewritten his story. The same grace writes yours. You are not merely forgiven. You are remade. You are not simply improved. You are recreated. In Christ, you are a new creation. Memorization and meditation. Begin the process of memorizing 2 Corinthians 5:17. 1. Read the verse aloud. Say it slowly and clearly. Emphasize the words new creation. 2. Write the verse down. Copy it carefully. Writing strengthens memory. 3. Say it from memory. Cover the text and repeat as much as you can. Practice until the words feel natural. 4. Post it. Post the verse on your phone wallpaper or another place you'll regularly see it this week. 5. Reflect. What old labels have I continued to carry? So be off. Do I truly believe I am new in Christ? How would my daily life change if I lived from this identity? 6. Pray the verse, Father, thank you that in Christ I am a new creation. Help me leave behind the old identity shaped by sin and shame. Teach me to live in the new life you have given by your Spirit and grace. In Jesus' name, amen.